Today is Monday, October 26th, 2020. Welcome to An Alaskan Moment from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint. That's apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, on October 26th, 1909, Alfred P. Swineford, the second governor of the District of Alaska between 1885 and 1889, died in Juneau. October 27th, 1778. Captain James Cook, the British explorer, left Unalaska for Hawaii, where he was killed the following year. October 28, 1936. The Matanuska Valley Cooperative Association was organized at Palmer. October 29, 1904. The Nick Post Office was established at the head of the Nick Arm of Cook Inlet. October 30, 1938. The cornerstone was laid at the Shrine of St. Teresa on Shrine Island near Juneau. October 31, 1935. Ferry service between Juneau and Douglas, which had commenced in 1880, was discontinued upon completion of a bridge. And November 1, 1947. A retail sales tax took effect at Sitka. It was the first in Alaska. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. D'Armon of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. Now for your poem. Reuben Gaines was Alaska's fourth poet laureate, from 1973 to 1978. He came to Alaska around 1946 to work in radio broadcasting in Fairbanks and moved to Anchorage in 1950. He is best known for his daily five-minute radio program, Conversations Unlimited, in which he presented readings of his stories about life in Alaska. He published several books of poetry, including On Distance and Recall, and a Chugach album, and On Youth. Reuben Gaines died in Anchorage in 1994. The following recording of Spinard Road by Reuben Gaines comes from UAA's Consortium Library, Archives, and Special Collections Department.
It's known to everyone that the route of Spinard Road was laid out by an alcoholic cow. The Beluga Bugle here renders an account of that creation. The animal was, as said, stiff as a plank from having dined on fireweed from the slopes of a landmark known as Romig Hill, then drank from East Chester Creek and with the mixture fermenting in her, staggered to the summit of the slope and meandered, according to pioneer onlookers who remember the scene well, toward her lover, who awaited her in the regular trysting place on Spinard Lake, where a motel now symbolically stands. The road builders followed the cow's footsteps faithfully and did not deviate a step. One is not sure exactly where the fireweed mixture hit our friend. She walked fairly straight until she passed a now defunct saloon known to the pioneers as the Snake Pit, then lurched a little to the right, wobbled reasonably straight again across the railroad tracks, then staggered sharp left. From thence, Spinard Road gallops off in all directions, and so remains to this day. Always remember, friends, while on Spinard Road, drive carefully, but by all means, drive.
This has been An Alaskan Moment from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint on apradio.org. Thank you for listening.